Welcome to the Gastric Health Show, where we help you achieve the happiest and healthiest version of yourself by motivating you to eat, move, sleep, and think better. Today's show is brought to you by Gastric Health Club. Sign up for your free 10-day Back on Track Challenge beginning September 17th. Just click on the banner on the Gastric Health Show's Facebook page. Hello and welcome to the Gastric Health Show. My name is Dawn Boxall and I am your host. Today we're going to discuss the ultimate guide to weight loss after regain, as well as an interview with Shay Menninger on the results of the 30-day class. We will be tying together the 30-day class and showing how it can be your ultimate guide to weight loss after regain. You know, we're just kind of pulling all this together and recapping this 30 days of what this has been and how this really kind of, you know, allows you to look at the big picture and not just focus on one thing when it comes to weight loss, especially if you were, you know, going into this 30-day Back on Track class with the need to maybe lose some of the some pounds that you had put on over the years or just recently, or you were just really kind of struggling overall and you wanted, you know, to kind of get back on track with your eating and your lifestyle and just life in general. So I think covering all this is going to be fun and it will be enjoyable to kind of take you guys through what you actually accomplished. You guys have done awesome. And the amount of material that you have really absorbed is just awesome. So, and I'm going to go through it so that you truly, really see how awesome what you have completed it really is. But the people who really engaged in it, you know, I'm excited about the results you guys got and how much you learned. But regardless, I'm going to kind of go through some of the stuff that was kind of the gist of this, you know, whole 30 days. So, and I hope you've all kind of learned that by focusing on just one aspect of your body, it really isn't going to net you the ultimate results that you're hoping for. And all the information that we tried to, you know, pooled together in this 30 days was to allow you to kind of see a bigger picture, that there's more to just calories in, calories out, and there's more to just, you know, eating less and exercising more. There's more to that story. There's always things that play into that, you know, outcome of you being the weight and having the health that you want to. So many of you having weight loss surgery already understand this, but, you know, just when you focus on that one aspect of calories in, calories out, or exercise more and eat less, whenever you're just focusing on that, you can understand why 60 to 70% of weight loss surgery patients regain their weight. Hopefully you've all been able to see why that is a reality. So it's not just one aspect of food being the cause. Although it is a big driver, it is not the only driver. So, and I hope that covering all that information really lets you see that you have multiple ways that you can impact your weight that you maybe really didn't realize. So I hope you guys were able to see that. So during this 30 days, you guys spent, you know, immersing yourself in all this education and all this content that was maybe new to a lot of you. And I tried to keep it simple and I tried to keep it short, but not all of them were. And so you did have some work to do. Just realizing the amount of content that you went through and the amount of information, because you had to apply yourself. You had to engage your brain and really pay attention when you went through this material. And that was the whole purpose of it. We wanted you to walk away and feel like, I totally have a new understanding of what I can do for myself and what I have the power and control to do in my health and in my weight. And, you know, there's no magic wands and there's no perfect and there's always, you know, scenarios. But in the end, you know, you guys have to go through that content and apply that into the quizzes, because we made it that you had to really read the content to get the information. It wasn't just simple true false or just I could kind of have an idea on the topic and no, I made it so that you guys had to work. So you guys did awesome in that whole aspect of the 30 days. So now you have ammunition. You should feel empowered. And here's a scary reality that I kind of cringe having to say this, but you probably know more than your doctor does right now about how to help your health the most. And that is an unfortunate truth with just conventional medicine where it is right now. So this 30-day class really did prepare you so that you are super educated in just the basics of nutrition, the basics of exercise, the basics of sleep, and also your thinking and your thoughts and just your emotions and all that. We went through all of that. So, and I'm going to actually recap it. I put all this together because I wanted to kind of go over what you guys truly did. And most of you completed the Readiness to Change questionnaire and the tool for identifying problem foods and their triggers, so journaling, and then a tool to manage your thoughts, so a thought record. We had those so that you can help kind of, you know, figure out why am I continuing to do these behaviors when I know I shouldn't. And then ways to track your success. And it's just not all based on, you know, the scale in inches. It goes in a little deeper. So you had all those tools in the guide to kind of fall back on if you were having a bad time. But then when we got into the material, the food is information, really just learning how to fuel your body with whole real foods. And that is a different thought. And I will say, even the center that I work at, it is not, that is not the driving force of everything. It's all still kind of focused to calories in, calories out. I'm just a little different in my approach when I have patients. And I go at it as, you know, food is information. And I even had a patient today that she was really just eating meat and cheese, mostly just cheese. And that was her diet. And she was 6 months and weight loss was great. Everything was going great. So it was time to challenge her. It was time to move the dial. And I'm like, okay, girl, you have got to eat some vegetables. You have got to eat some fruit. I mean, this, you can't do this forever. And so I explained the importance of it. So food is information and it does tell your DNA and your genes what to do. And if you're relying on the food industry to save you, you're in trouble. So you guys all watched the food labels and ingredients to avoid. So we went through lots of those where you got to see the actual labels on food items that can be purchased anywhere and, you know, what things to look for and how to look for it. We talked about dairy. You guys learned about dairy. And if you've got any of you have followed me enough, you kind of know that I'm not a big pusher of dairy. I'm one that kind of sees it in its negative light. And so that we did make sure that we kind of covered why it can be an issue for so many people. And then the biology of food addiction, we had some information on that. So you can easily see how we we do get addicted to food, and so many things are made to be addictive. And then carbohydrates, how much do you really need? We kind of talked about that in one of the days, the articles. And then artificial sweeteners. That one is a big one for me as well, just really tackling getting rid of the artificial sweeteners and not utilizing them and having tons of sugar-free and, flavored things that have sugar alcohols and all that in it. So the next one you guys went through was the exercise. And I will say on our material, the food is information was probably the most downloaded information so far. So all that information you guys really was in the material for sure. But I will say that quiz was probably my hardest. That one, I wasn't as gentle, I think, on you guys on that one. So sorry if you found that to be hard, but that was not intentional, but I really wanted you to think when it came to food. Then we talked about exercise and really the power of exercise. And I so hope you watched those videos. And if you missed any of this content because you guys have this class, you can go back in and rewatch some of this stuff. So it could be 60 days from now and we haven't started our next class and you're like, you know, having some issues with sleep or, you know, your thinking or your emotions, some of that. Jump in one of these, the topics and review the material. There was so many good TED Talks that was not my content. I wanted you to hear it from other people that it's not, this isn't just me saying this stuff. It's not me making this up. It is truly, this is a way and a lifestyle and something that you can do for yourself. So we talked about the brain changing effects of exercise and how we can slow down the progression of Alzheimer's and dementia. And that is not something I want. My mother is there and there's nothing that can really be done about it once you're there. But we could delay the onset of it and prevent you from really having it early on in life. And then we talked about exercise and your gut health and the importance of your gut bacteria and how that really does make a change and a shift in your gut bacteria. And there was no food involved. It really was just the exercise that did it. And how important it is to get your activity so that you're actually, you know, breaking a sweat and getting your heart rate up. And it's not just I'm always moving. I'm busy, 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 which is important. But you've got to break a sweat. You've got to be able to do that to get the health benefits. And then we talked about exercise and the visceral fat or the belly fat that it really can help with decreasing that because it's decreasing those hormones. And then for a whole big twist, we threw in the information because I so see this in so many of my patients is over-exercising and under-eating and how that HPAD or the HPA, the hypothalamus pituitary adrenal dysfunction that can happen or dysregulation, either one of those can be used. Those things can make it when your life is out of balance, more exercise is going to make it worse. A ketogenic diet is going to make it worse. Eating too few calories is going to make it worse. So though it let you see how to find the balance that works for you. And I've always questioned if it doesn't relate to this HPAD that I was just discussing, because I will say that will mess with your sleep faster than anything is when your calories are so low and you're exercising on top of it. You're just putting so much on it and then it messes with your sleep patterns. So that totally is something you guys really wanted and needed, I think, because like I said, you really downloaded that information and watched the content on that. So I love that. And the daily videos, the TED Talks and all that, those were some awesome things that really helped pull it all together. So the sleep thing, why you need adequate sleep. And so it went into that whole process of our normal sleep rhythms, our normal sleep patterns. They're important and they're a part of our health and they're a part of weight loss. And we talked about sleep deprivation leading to poor snacking. We talked about tips to improve sleep and handling insomnia. So if you are struggling with your sleep, what the heck do you do? And because you know your doctor is going to offer you some type of sleep aid, prescriptive sleep aid. And some of them are kind of scary to me. The amount of people that come in taking Ambien that have some pretty bizarre stories are, wow, mind-blowing. I've just heard so many stories with that medication alone because people need to sleep and they know they need to sleep, but yet that's what they have offered to them most of the time. And they get up in the middle of the night and they're cooking and they're not even awake and they're eating in bed. They wake up with wrappers and food just in their bed. And it's just crazy. It's just crazy stuff because in the end, that drug maybe is not the right fit for them. I've even, I'm just so many stories. And then the supplements. So having some resources, because sometimes, and this is, I've had to use supplements just to get through when things are crazy for me. And that's what helps break those connections when we are not doing it well ourselves. And that's where the supplements come into play, because we've taken isolated amino acids or other things that have that calming effect, like magnesium and minerals and stuff that have that calming effect on our system and can shut down those fight or flight modes so that we can rest when we are in a scenario that maybe we are struggling to shut our brain off or, just turn the thoughts down so that you can rest. So you guys went through all of that information. And then the last one was probably the deepest, I will say. And we did talk about your thoughts and your self-esteem and just, this isn't our last one, this was our fourth one, sorry. And we talked about the four human dimensions of how to balance and optimize your weight loss and how they're all connected and how, we compared it to a four-legged stool. And if you really only have one leg that you're paying attention to and you're forgetting about all those other human dimensions of you being a person, you can easily find yourself regaining weight because you're neglecting these other areas. So you have to find that balance in life and find a way to look at the big picture and say, okay, I'm good at this. I'm getting better at this. I'm horrible at this. And I got to really ramp it up with this because this would help give me the whole package deal. So you watched a video from Brené Brown, and then we talked about some tools to help control your subconscious thoughts so that you can take a thought that was programmed. And I said this many, many times on how our thoughts are programmed before we're even teenagers. And those subconscious programmed thoughts are there, and you have to consciously engage and stop yourself and say, okay, I'm hearing this thought, but I know that's not true. I know that's not true about myself. I'm not a loser because I had a potato chip, or I ate a bag of potato chip, or I had ice cream. I am not bad because I'm doing that. And that tool gives you that kind of that lifeline to say, okay, I am going to stop where I'm at, and I'm going to really look at how can I look at this scenario differently. And then learning to control your thoughts versus being controlled. You've got to be engaged to change those that subconscious programming. And then the last one is really going into that subconscious programming and just really looking at inside out weight loss, really just a paradigm shift in your thinking. But it's just respecting yourself and learning to say, you know what, I'm excited about where I'm going in life, and I just don't feel distracted by all those things anymore. And that, you know, when you are doing that type of thing in general, it's easy to not feel pushed or like it's drudgery. Oh gosh, I've got to go exercise and I don't want to. Or oh gosh, I've got to, go cook the meals for my family. I'd rather just run through the drive-through. You don't feel that way. It's like, oh my gosh, I can get my food guide and I can whip up a meal in 20 minutes and we're good to go. Let me run to the store and I'll be back and we'll have dinner ready in no time. So it's really, it gives you a purpose to just stick with who you are and who you're supposed to be, because we all have a special gift in it all. We all have a special talent that we are to give away and we are to share with other people. If you have all the energy because you're sleeping well and you're eating well and you're exercising, you're going to be able to do all that in life that you want to. And it's not going to hold you back. So now I want to go to our interview with Shay Menninger. Shay is a 30-day Back on Track class participant, and she actually completed our free 10-day challenge and then rolled right into our 30-day class. So you get a full perspective of what our programs really offer. And I did outline the whole 30-day program so that you understand, one, what you can get out of it, but then two, really the depth of the material so that you can see that we're really trying to help you accomplish a permanent lifestyle and giving you the strategies to understand. I know as a healthcare professional that it's easy to just tell people what to do and not really explain why you're doing something. And that's what I'm hoping, that if you understand the why, then you're more apt to stick with decisions and more apt to be more true to yourself and find it easier to say no to things or to say yes to other things or different things. So it's just really giving you the deeper understanding for, you know, overall health with weight loss as a priority, but it's not the only priority. We want you to look fabulous, but we also want you to feel fabulous. So just because you're thin doesn't mean you're healthy, and we want both. So that's what this whole program is really trying to put together, so that you have the ability to make change in your life. So listen in. Hi, Shay. Thanks for joining us. So, Shay, why don't you tell us what type of surgery you had and when?
I had a GSV back in October of 2014, and originally I lost 106 pounds. I plateaued there, and that's kind of where I stopped.
When you joined this 30-day class, what were you hoping to get out of it, or what attracted you to even say, all right, I'm going to commit to 30 days? I can't remember, and I didn't ask you this earlier, did you do our 10-day challenge too?
I did, kind of on my own. I was waiting for the 30-day to start.
Yeah.
The recipes and stuff to see how my family was going to cope. It went really well. But the reason I started looking into all of this was actually my husband. He also had GSV surgery mm-hmm. as well, and he kept complaining of stomach aches and just feeling bad after he ate all the time.
Oh.
And we are on the run all yeah. the time, family. But I had been sidelined with shoulder surgery. It gave me a lot of time to look at things and find things. And I really liked your approach to the whole the whole person, I guess, instead of just the food. And because, my whole life revolved around food already, and so trying to get away from, well, yes, it's important to eat the right thing. I wanted to be able to focus on other aspects, too, and learn more. And my program here really isn't, it doesn't really go that way, I guess. I don't want to talk badly about them or anything. It's not a very balanced program, let's say. And so I was really attracted to your whole body, whole self.
Yeah, that's awesome. And yeah, that really, when you look at the big picture, leaving those other aspects out, there's a disconnect. It really is a disconnect for the patient. And you guys get confused because you're thinking it's you. I'm doing something wrong. And you may even be told that you aren't being correct on your food logs and this can't be right because it doesn't add up. So it can be frustrating when it can totally be other things in life. So yeah, that's awesome. Do you want to share anything, any stats or stuff that you, results that you got from the 30 days?
Sure. Yeah. So I did, including the 10 day, I've lost 15 pounds and I didn't measure myself. I was in a big sling and all this stuff, so it wasn't in the cards to get the measurement. I feel my clothes fitting better, and I'm able to get more and more active now too. So activity was a little tough at first. I did a lot of walking, and but yeah, that's really I guess the gist of everything.
Awesome.
I felt really good about getting on the scale. I actually went out and bought another scale. Feeling good about myself, and it helps keep me honest too, I guess. Looking at it's never going, okay, you need to be careful.
Awesome. All right. So let's see here. Did you do the readiness to change questionnaire?
I did it before the 10-day one, and it was a 24, borderline. And then I did it again after the 10-day, and it went up a little bit to 28.
Okay.
So I think the 10-day really helped me, get over some fears, I guess.
Yeah.
Like you said, giving up things is a big, those are my low points,
Yep.
So it made it like, oh, it's not
going to
be that bad. It's going to be okay. You'll be fine, kind of thing.
So. Right. Yeah, that's awesome. What was different about the Back on Track? Well, you kind of answered this already, about the Back on Track program that helped you. And you kind of stated that your program really wasn't looking at the whole body approach or looking at the whole self. So would you say there's anything different or you want to add to that?
In 40 days.
That's awesome.
It's been really good. It's been a little bit of a struggle with a teenager and husband. Again, because we're always on the go. So fortunately, I'm off work, so I can get things prepared ahead of time.
Right.
When I go back to work, I'm a little nervous, so I have things to go. But
yeah. Well, at least you have things to fall back on. And you have the resources to make a meal quickly. So, and because you have now the experience, you've been doing it and you can see that some of those recipes can be intimidating. I don't discredit any of that because they can be all the spices and all the stuff in it. It's like a lot. But once you do it, you're like, oh my gosh, this isn't that bad. You can toss this in or leave that out or whatever. So. And you love to cook. Okay, that's awesome. That helps. That does help. Did you find that the recipes that your family liked them and it wasn't like a battle with them? Like, oh, can I go at least go eat a peanut butter and jelly or something? Did they ever do that? Or was it like, I'm good with this?
Most of the time, everything was accepted. I mean, there were some nights when my son's like, I'll just make myself something. I'm like, okay, fine, that's you. It's here if you want it.
Exactly. Then, out of the weekly content, what did you find to be the most that you connected with? Are you your favorite? And why do you feel like that really was beneficial to you?
The thought week.
Okay.
I don't know if favorite is the word, but it's where I need the most work. I can connect with it, and I will definitely be rewatching those and maybe even looking into some of the books that the TED Talker that they wrote. The vulnerability thing is definitely not my strong suit. Mm-hmm. I'm always the strong one. I'm always the one who's taking care of everybody else. So that's going to be a difficult part of the journey, let's say.
Yeah. A different transition for sure. You can totally do it. You just got to give yourself some time to do it.
Right. I actually have a date with my husband after this, and we're going to chat about it.
Oh, awesome.
So it's something that we've been talking about too. He knows me the best, so help me through it. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that. So now that you've done for you 40 days, how confident do you feel now that we're done? We're not going to be having daily Facebook posts, and we're not going to be having, all this content to go that you have to go do to, get into this drawing and all that. How do you feel like you're in a good enough groove that you're like, I'm good, I'm ready?
I'm a little nervous about it. I'm going to actually... Again, that's something else we're going to talk about tonight is some, sit down and talk about, meal plans and stuff with the family and seeing how things go. I'm really, really nervous, though, about going back to work. I work overnights.
Oh, wow.
And so that's been a big struggle as far as my weight goes and sleep. Staying on a good schedule is going to be difficult. And I actually was thinking maybe meet with a nutritionist here and sleep therapists and, maybe get some clues on how I can, because I had a system, but it wasn't healthy. I've been doing it for almost 14 years. So I need to find some balance there. And so being off work has been great. I've been able to stay on top of things and get to bed at a certain time and all that stuff. Really, really nervous about getting back to, I guess, real life.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I totally get that. But I think you're being aware that this is going to be a change, and you're going to have to just, like you said, get your plan, and you should be, in a better place to not feel so maybe intimidated when you're having to tweak some. By being on third shift, that's definitely different.
It is. I love it. I love my job. It's part of my why. It's a whole different beast, I tell you.
Yeah. Well, and I know. Well, keep going through the content, like you said, get the books and get with. Professionals that can help you implement all this, and getting new coping strategies for life in general is always important. So making sure that you have your best interest at heart is really the most important thing. So in your families, the whole package deal, because doing it by yourself and everybody else is doing something different is complicated in its own way, but I think your family has definitely done a good job of being involved. So that's awesome.
Yeah, they're supportive.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Thumbs up.
So that's awesome. Yay. Any teenager that can give a thumbs up on all this, then we're happy for you. Yeah, that's awesome. So thank you so much, Shay. Do you have any other tips or things you want to share?
Just keep with it. That's the only plan ahead. Plan, that is the biggest thing. These meals, they're so great. But if you don't plan ahead, you're like you said, you have to stop in the middle of everything and go to the store. I don't have to. That
kind of thing. Plan ahead. Right. Yeah, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much for letting us interview you. Thanks, Shay.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much for joining us for this podcast interview and for listening in on the fine details that encompasses our 30-day Back on Track class that can really be the ultimate guide to weight loss after regain. If we have piqued your interest, please check us out at WLSgutHealth.com and see if this program is right for you. It is definitely not right for everyone, and we get that. But if you have a little bit of interest or you have that desire to get things going in the right direction for your weight loss and for your health, I think you wouldn't be disappointed. I really find that many people, if they really embrace the whole program, they find that they get the results that they were hoping for. So check us out at WLSgutHealth.com. See if you're interested. Join our next free 10-day Back on Track challenge and see if you like it. Kind of like Shay. She wanted to see if she could do the 10-day, and if that worked, then she knew she could commit to the next 30 days. So check it out, and we hope to hear from you soon. You guys have a good week. Bye-bye.